This is Georgia Public Broadcasting. I'm Ricky Bevington for All Things Considered. Georgia's new hate crimes law becomes effective today. It means stiffer penalties for violence against a person based on things such as race, religion, national origin, sex, gender, sexual orientation, and disabilities. The measure marked a historic uniting of Democrats and Republicans at the state capitol when Governor Brian Kemp signed the bill last week. But there's a separate companion bill still awaiting his signature that has led to protests. House Bill 838 makes first responders, including police officers, a protected class. It sets penalties for crimes targeting police and first responders. GPB's Donna Lowry joins me to discuss why civil rights groups want the governor to veto this legislation. Hi, Donna.
Hi, Ricky.
So let's just start with the background on the measure.
Yeah, it's important. As you mentioned, it is tied to the hate crimes bill. The Georgia House passed that bill more than a year ago, April of 2019, but the Senate did nothing with that legislation. Then came the killing of Ahmaud Arbery in Glynn County in February and the racial implications with it, along with the national outcry and protests in recent months over police practices and other social justice issues. And despite pressure from the business community and other community leaders, some lawmakers were reluctant to back the measure and wanted the police protection added to the bill. So, of course, that did not go over well with those who felt an occupation should not be included in a hate crimes bill. So that was put in a separate bill, and that is HB 838.
And what concerns do opponents have about this bill becoming Georgia law?
Well, there are groups like the NAACP and Fair Fight Action in Georgia. They want the governor to veto the bill. That's because it includes penalties for anyone who might, quote, intimidate, harass, or terrorize an officer. They argue that protesters may, you know, they may be yelling at a police officer. This bill would allow a police officer to seek damages, i.e. money from protesters who do that to them. So they protested across the street from the governor's mansion this week.
So my question is, why is law enforcement being treated differently than regular citizens?
So that last voice was Attorney Gerald Griggs. He's vice president of the Georgia NAACP. And he argues that the civil rights of police officers should not be greater than protesters, so that they shouldn't be able to sue a protester in a situation like this.
And I understand the American Civil Liberties Union actually also believes there are just legal problems with the bill as well.
Yeah, that's right. The ACLU believes the bill might actually hurt police officers. ACLU of Georgia Executive Director Andrea Young said, quote, in their haste to silence Georgians' demand for police accountability, the state legislature has produced a severely flawed bill that may substantially reduce penalties for deliberately killing a police officer. But the lawmakers who created the language in this bill, they see it as a way to make sure police officers get increased protections. So there's still some legal haggling on in this and trying to determine whether or not this bill was put together too quickly to maybe check all the boxes.
And of course, the governor's legal team will be looking at the boxes of every bill that he's going to be considering signing. What are you hearing from the governor's office?
Yeah, a spokesman from the governor's office says the law is under legal review to make sure it is a sound law. And that, of course, is typical with any bill that comes through the legislature. And so we'll have to wait and see what happens with the process and whether the governor will sign the bill or veto it, Ricky.
GPB's Donna Lowry, thank you so much.
Thank you.